Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Can you communicate with the dead? And is this a safe practice to engage in? LifeSite News wrote an interesting article on October 27. The New York Post published on Wednesday an article titled, How to Use a Ouija Board. Now, it says Ouija, that's the way it's pronounced, but it's spelled O-U-I-J-A, which is important. I come back to this later. It goes on to say, your guide to communing with the dead safely this Halloween, raising concerns that dangerous contact with preternatural forces could be encouraged. While Ouija boards are purportedly designed to communicate with the dead, exorcists have warned that using them opens the door to communication with evil spirits or demons. Kyle Clement explained how a Ouija board use can open the door to diabolical influence and even possession. Rita Weigel noted that over 68% of Americans believe the boards possess supernatural abilities, with a third of respondents saying they would never attempt to play. A quarter of those who have played say they would avoid doing so in the future, and the rationale is they felt a force compelling them to act in a certain way when they played it. The article goes on to say, the response to the New York Post article has been overwhelmingly negative, with many commenters warning that the use of Ouija boards is dangerous and some advising that there is no safe way to play with it. Ouija boards are considered a form of divination, something explicitly forbidden in Scripture, this article pointed out. But then there was a follow-up article by Fox News, which added this. On October 30. Attempting occult practices, such as purportedly trying to contact the dead via an Ouija board, are a way to open oneself up to demonic activity inadvertently, said Rehiel, a Catholic priest. Demons lie and impersonate dead people, he said. This is very true. I'll come back to that in a moment. The article continues. When asking about information about a deceased person or a life decision, they are all too happy, talking about those demons, to embed themselves into your life. Using a Ouija board is inviting a demon into your life, whether life or whether the person has that intention or not, he said. Now, how did this Ouija board come about? The article explains that the Ouija board was first developed in the late 19th century as a parlor game. These were formerly called talking boards. At the time, seances and other spiritual practices were quite popular activities. The board consists of an alphabet, the words yes, no, goodbye, and the numbers 0 through 9. To operate the board, a person places their hands on a planchette, which spirits purportedly move to spell out answers to questions. And as I said, some who have done it have felt exactly that that was happening. In 1890, a Baltimore spiritualist and medium named Helen Peters asked the talking board what she should call it. That's the website of the Talking Board Historical Society. The board responded, O-U-I-J-A. See, that's the way it's spelled. Which is said, meaning good luck. The Ouija board was patented the following year. Legend regarding the Ouija board's patent says that Peters accompanied attorney Elijah Bond to the patent office, where the two were instructed by the patent officer to prove that the board worked by spelling out his name, said Smithsonian Magazine. Peters reportedly asked spirits for assistance and then spelled out the patent officer's name, whereupon the Ouija board was patented. Now, can you see what is involved here? I said earlier that demons can impersonate dead people. In other words, pretending as if they are those dead people. There is an example in the Bible which explains this very vividly. And so you should know more about the dangers of coming in contact with demons, something the Apostle Paul warned against. We have two booklets prepared. One is called Do We Have an Immortal Soul? And this booklet gives this example I was alluding to earlier, where a demon is impersonating a dead person. And then the other very important booklet, Angels, Demons, and the Spirit World. You need those booklets to understand what is going on and that you are not, even inadvertently, participating in demonic activities in one way or another. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.